are calling out for being so rude.
And Shania Iman's ex-mother-in-law wants all the smoke over a photo she posted.
Plus, Andrew Freund chops it up with Kevin Hart, The Rock, and Vanessa Bayer about their new movie, DC League of Super Pets.
Hey, welcome to Dish Nation!
Hey!
Gary, what's going on? What you got for us?
Well, all right, y'all, honey. We might have a possible
Smash alert!
Yes, baby, the tea is hot, honey. Ooh. Rumor has it that Jennifer Hudson and Common were seen out getting real cozy during an intimate dinner date, honey, over the weekend. Now, listen, honey, a source claimed, y'all, that the two were cozy and flirty with lots of cuddling and giggling and smiling from ear to ear. So what y'all think about this?
I think
this is cute. I like it. I think they're both from Chicago. I think they both have been through their relationship situations. I think they're both mature adults like J-Hud. I think she's very calm and mild-mannered. I think this may be a good thing, y'all, if it's true.
It feels like a match.
Well, Miss Scary Girl, since you're not saying anything, honey, now, Carmen could have been your piece, girl. So do you think Carmen and J-Hud, honey, would make a cute couple?
Yeah, sure.
Why you mad, son?
Do you feel like he's the one that got away, or you just don't really like him that much from whatever happened, Sherry?
He is absolutely the one. We were talking, and he was, you know, like you say, you got a lifestyle. He was working, I was working. We met up, and then he didn't call enough, and I got married to the wrong one. That's not his fault.
You're being real right now, or are you pulling our leg?
It's your fault.
No, Sherry, I'm not pulling your leg. Sherry, you blew it.
Uh-huh.
You got married?
I did. That was my fault. I went and got Niecy Nash. She introduced me to somebody, and I was like, you go through that thing where you like, they not calling
that
enough.
Damn Niecy.
Yes, he did call. Yes, he texted. That dog.
I like to think about the other side of this, though. I like to think about the other side of this, Sherry. Like, you're out here, Common's like trying to play the game just a little bit. He's not giving you too much attention. Then you go and get married, and he's like, damn, Sherry got away.
Right?
Yeah, but you know what so sucks about this? This sucks because he got with the comic, so he was with Tiffany. Yeah. I'm a comic, okay, bump. Now he's getting with a talk show host.
I'm just a talk show host.
It ain't gonna work.
Sharon, let's be very real, honey. If this is true, honey, I think he's using Jennifer to be on her talk show just to get on your talk
show. Straight up.
So you need to let him know, baby, your show is the bomb.
Straight up.
Well, y'all, it looks like JoJo Siwa wants all the smoke with Candace Cameron Bure. In her latest TikTok video, JoJo answered various prompts about celebrities she's met. And when the questions of who's the rudest celebrity she's met, when that question popped up, she quickly showed a photo of Candace, y'all. Take a look. Candace must have heard about the shade because she responded in her own way by posting a Bible verse that said, "Trust in the Lord forever, for the Lord God is an everlasting rock."
Now, it seemed like a response. She's trying to take the high road, but at the end of the day, if you was rude, you was rude.
If it was rude, you was rude. Sometimes you're not in a good mood and you're rude.
You know what? I've met Candace on many occasions, and she's a sweetheart.
She's always been nice to me.
She's always been cool with me, y'all. She comes to our Wango Tango shows all the time.
So, Gary, what do you think about this shade, Gary?
You know, first of all, I think Candace, now, I don't know that scripture, but the one I do know is trust in the Lord with all thine heart.
Lean not on our own understanding.
Yes, so I don't know where she got down from, though, but girl, honey, I don't know Miss Candace, but I believe what JoJo said.
Would you put people in their places with a Bible verse?
Oh, bitch, yes.
Oh, I'm a bitch. Oh, Lord. And we all going to hell.
All right, y'all, it's time for Dish. Looks like Shania Iman and her mother of her estranged husband, Sterling Shepard, got into a public feud, y'all. So the ex-mother-in-law, whose name is Sherry Shepard, is her relation there? Sherry, what's going on, mama? Was not pleased that Chanel posted a photo on her IG of her two daughters flicking it up with her new bae, Davon Godshow's son. What? A fan commented under the photo, "Blended family, I love it." And Sherry responded, "Not yet. She's still married. Get divorced. I'm their grandmother."
Oh,
wow. Brent Sherry is she right? Is this wrong of Chanel to post a photo like this knowing she's still married?
This is classic case of grandmama, you gotta stay out of grown folk business. Yeah. These are not your children, they are your grandchildren.
Right.
So yeah. I think that she was complete. And on social media, really? Like, no.
Yeah,
no.
I second that emotion. She should be somewhere watching Jeopardy or cooking.
Okay.
Or Dish Nation.
Yo, but come on, y'all. Don't y'all love it? Don't y'all love it when some nanas and some papas get on social media because they don't give a
No, they're keeping up trouble with the kids. No.
Yeah. These kids, all they want to do is hang out with people that are remotely their age, and they look like they're having a great time. Don't bring your personal issues into this.
This is where grandmama's supposed to have a Bible scripture. This is where she's supposed to be on her knees and doing what grandmamas do best, praying.
My granny has a Facebook, and she doesn't have a profile picture, and she responds to all my text messages on her Facebook wall. So that's where we're at. That's where we're at, y'all.
All right, well, moving on. It's time for Baby Report.
Baby Report.
All right. Seems like we got another cannonball out here in these streets because Nick Cannon has released another child into the world. Now, Hollywood's favorite baby daddy, Nick Cannon, just welcomed his 8th child, a baby boy with model Bree Tiesi named Legendary Love, and it was all captured on camera.
So Bree took to social media to post a life-changing moment, and Bree said, "I did it. An all-natural, unmedicated home birth. This was the most humbling, limit-pushing, yet awakening and completely empowering experience. Daddy showed the f*** up for us. I couldn't have done it without you."
If you look at the photo real close, like, Nick looks kind of tired, but y'all, he's holding a pair of scissors. He's about to cut the umbilical cord. Mm-hmm.
That's just so much pressure. I know doctors do it every day, B, but damn, man, like, to cut something like an umbilical cord and you don't have, oh man, that would stress me out.
Okay. I'm just thinking, literally, just with my son, it's expensive. To think about taking care of 8 kids, because when you take care of 8 kids, you still got to take care of 8 baby mamas. That's 16 people.
Unless they have their own money, darling.
Okay, Brad, really?
Well, you're right, though. It is expensive to have children, and if, like, I cut the umbilical cord and they took something off the doctor bill because I did something, then, I would do it all over again. I would cut all the cord.
There you go.
Well, moving along. Former Hills star Audrina Patridge is spilling some sexy tea on her A-list Hollywood hookups and her new tell-all Choices to the Hills and Back Again.
All right.
In the book, Audrina claims she once got flown out for a prince's birthday party in Vegas. Not prince, but a prince's birthday party in Vegas, and Leonardo DiCaprio tried to holla.
What?
In the meeting, she wrote, quote, "This bouncer kept coming over to me and saying that Leo would like to get me a drink at his table. Ooh. I looked over at his table, and he was surrounded by supermodels. It was intimidating." But then, Chewy, she says, eventually Leo came over himself, introduced himself, and they chatted, exchanged numbers, they texted for a bit, but nothing happened.
Damn.
Nothing happened, guys.
Then smash. Come on now. She could have been
a
Titanic.
Wait a minute, Chewy. Yeah, right. No smashing, but there's more. Audrina did seal the deal with Chris Pine. They met in 2009 and dated for a little bit, but Audrina blames her Hill schedule and all the paparazzi attention that they got in their relationship and why it ended. So she said she liked going out and Chris was introverted and he was focused on his career. He hated being followed by the paparazzi, so didn't work out.
Why is she telling all of this now? Because she's writing a book.
Because she needs a little clout, you know? She needs some money.
So you tell who you almost hooked up with? Like, do we care?
Like, if that's only thing you're basing your celebrity and your success on is the fact that you almost hooked up with a couple other people and that's the only joy to your book, your book's whack.
Well, then I'm going to find a different idea for my next book. Thought it might be interesting, but we'll put it.
One name that's not going to be in there, Sherry, is Common.
No, it sure won't.
What about
it will
One Night in Sherry?
It will be a chapter. The ones that got away. The ones that got away.
Yes. All right, y'all, coming up last night on The Bachelorette. The shoe was on the other foot, and one of the Bachelorette's roses got rejected.
Oh.
Ooh, we'll explain after the break.
Dish Nation. Dish Nation.
Welcome back, y'all. Last night I settled in on my couch, put my jammies on, got some hot chocolate and popcorn for The Bachelorette, because that's what I do, y'all.
He does it.
And, let me tell you, it was messy. This season, two ladies are dating the same pool of guys. Well, last night, three guys each pulled Gabby aside and dubbed her in favor of Rachel.
Yes.
Woo!
Wow.
City boys are up, baby.
Three?
Wow. Yes, three. One guy even told Gabby she was rough around the edges.
What does that mean? Oh,
man.
My God.
Maybe too direct. Maybe too loud.
A little callous, maybe.
Maybe, yes. Mm. Maybe a little rough in the camita.
So this led to Rachel being publicly rejected at the rose ceremony by three guys who wanted to get with Gabby instead.
Look, I don't want to be the guy to first decline the rose of the night. I am going to have to decline the rose.
Unfortunately, I don't think I can. I just don't think I'm the right one for you.
I'm sorry. I cannot.
Which is worse, being called rough around the edges or being rejected in front of everybody?
Because if you watch the show, like, literally, she is not so much rough around the edges. She's very direct. She states what she wants. And some men don't, like, they find that unattractive.
If you get rejected on national TV by one dude, okay, like, what's up with that?
Yeah.
Twice?
Yeah.
Okay.
No big.
Three times?
Three times, you're dead.
You might be missing. There might be a couple of Chicken McNuggets short of a Happy Meal. You know what I'm saying? Like, something's happening.
Yeah, something's happening.
Y'all, my favorite part about the clip is she's like, will you accept this rose? And the guy was always like, I can't.
when you hear that, ladies, run for the hills.
Okay, well, in case anybody forgot, Lil Nas X was snubbed by the BET Awards this year.
Was he?
And he felt some type of way about it. Well, at the time, he tweeted and deleted, thank you, BET Awards, an outstanding zero nomination. Well, the MTV VMA noms just came out, and he did a whole lot better, y'all. In fact, he got 7 nominations, tying with Jack Harlow and Kendrick Lamar for the most this year. Right behind them are Doja Cat and Harry Styles with 6 noms each. And Lil Nas X tweeted saying, thank you so much to MTV, with a meme of Will from Stranger Things sobbing. Now, everybody, what y'all think about this? Is this a good redemption for Lil Nas X?
No. I think it works out because, because MTV, like, you know, between episodes of Ridiculousness and Martin, do sometimes play videos, and, like, Lil Nas X, his videos, like, showed up. Like, for real.
MTV is, like, a little younger, right? Mm-hmm. Like, don't they care more to a younger audience?
Yeah. I think that, yeah.
And I just want him to be careful being a new artist, because you shouldn't, you know, say bad things about the BET Awards.
That's right.
When MTV and VH1 don't want you no more, you're going to come back to your folks, and they're going to be like, oh, remember you talk about us.
Still got me messed up about Ridiculousness and the Martin Show.
Yeah.
Well, up next, Andrew Foy talks to Kevin Hart and The Rock about their new movie, DC League of Super Pets. So you don't want to miss it. It's come on right back.
Dish Nation. Dish Nation.
Hey guys, welcome back to Dish Nation. I am so excited because I am getting ready to sit down with Dwayne The Rock Johnson, Kevin Hart, and Vanessa Bayer, all in celebration of DC League of Super Pets.
Super Pets, activate!
Take a look.
Riddle me this, DJ, I'll start with you. If you were a dog for 24 hours,
eat his
What would he do?
Yeah.
What you gonna ask?
Kev, what would DJ do if he was a dog for 24?
All day. Lick his
But I already do that all day.
All day.
I showed you earlier. It's like, all you gotta do is...
Give me something I can use, guys. Come on.
That is usable.
DJ, what would Kev do if he was a dog? What would be the first thing he would do?
I would probably bring a family joy.
Okay.
Yes.
There
that's
you go.
What I would
that's
do.
Usable.
Okay.
Yes.
Bring a family joy.
Yeah. Absolutely.
Flip side, there's a lot of pets in this movie. If I was going to be an animal, let's size me up, DJ Kev, what would I be
a
in
ferret.
One? A what?
Ferret.
Ferret. Okay, we got ferret.
Tiger.
A tiger?
Mm-hmm. No, nothing about him says tiger.
Yeah, on the inside.
No, ferret.
On the
ferret.
Inside.
A koala or something? Because koalas are so like, you know, but I'm actually, our koalas surprisingly are not that nice,
so,
right?
So I was going to say, koalas will cut a bitch.
That's what I just
And you know what? So will I.
Yeah, so there you go.
What would my name be?
Caucasian Jarmichael. Prince.
Caucasian Prince.
Yeah.
Okay.
I get it. I see it.
Okay, you see it.
I see it.
Now, you two have known each other a long time. I'm going to ask you a couple questions, and you just point at who you think this pertains to. You ready?
Mm-hmm.
Who has more money?
Oh, that's him, for sure. For sure.
Him.
Okay.
For him. Sure.
He's got tax problems.
Who's better looking?
Oh, come on, stop it. Yeah, it's me.
Okay.
All
okay.
day. Okay. Robbed several times by sexiest man alive. Several times. Can you say corrupt?
Yes. Pay them off.
Who's funnier?
I'm gonna go with Dwayne.
Oh, that's very good.
Yeah, he's funny. DJ's funny.
No, he's funny.
Who's better in this movie?
In the movie?
Mm-hmm.
He is. That's tough, man.
He is.
That's tough, because we're doing two different things. So I think our talents are put on display differently, but the movie doesn't work without one another.
Okay.
So I think there's an equal...
Boring answer. That is. What are you doing? What are you doing?
Final question. Then I can use something from this. If you guys were going to be pets to another celebrity that's not each other.
Oh, this is good.
Who would that be and why? Dwayne, I'll start with you. What celebrity would you want to be a pet to?
Megan Thee Stallion.
Oh, that's a good one. Why Megan Thee Stallion?
Well, we don't have to talk about that right now. Okay? Okay, Andrew, just leave it out there. Why are you laughing?
Kev?
Why the f*** are you laughing at that?
Who would I want to be a pet to?
Yeah.
Oh, man. Wow. I would be a pet to...
I just love how every option, you're like, I can't say that one. I gotta go say that one.
I'm going through a list of, like, no's. Denzel. I'll be a pet to Denzel.
Okay.
Yeah.
Why?
Because I feel like Denzel talks to his dog a lot.
Wow.
Yeah. I feel like I would be engaged daily.
Okay.
With conversation.
But you just told me a different answer back
well,
then.
That's not, well, what I wanted to say, I can't. I can't say.
Thank you, guys.
Dish Nation. Dish Nation.
All right, y'all, it's our last story of the day, so... This is it! Even after wearing raw meat, showing up to the Grammys in an egg, and setting her boobs on fire, I've done that before, Lady Gaga still manages to amaze her fans, y'all. This time, concertgoers are suspecting Gaga performs with an invisible shield. Mm-hmm. What?
Yep.
In a brief moment caught on camera, an object is seen flying towards Gaga during her performance, and then the object appears to hit a clear wall and bounce right back in the direction it came in.
Mm-hmm. Yes!
Wow! Yo, I would not be surprised at all from Mother Monster to have her little Pope shield up in front of the stage so nobody can't throw nothing at
yo,
her.
Yo, but if you look at the sleight of hand, though, like, she blocked that thing like she was 11 from Stranger Things. Like, you know, like, there might be a higher power at play.
Do people still throw, like, panties and underwear or bras on stage?
I need my panties.
I threw my boxer briefs up at Sherry when she was up on stage performing at Dodger Stadium. It was great. It was a beautiful moment.
If you're going to throw them on my stage, make sure they're still in the pack.
Okay.
Gary, have you ever thrown one of your thongs at a performer at a concert, Gary?
Oh, honey, yes, honey. The guy was sitting next to me. I just threw them to him, honey. Just
not next to you.
Yeah.
Like, slid him to him.
Yeah. Man. Do what you do,
bro. He literally slid his underwear to the side.
Thanks for checking out Dish Nation on Audio Boom. Make sure you listen to any episodes you may have missed. They're right down below, or maybe they're over there. Just scroll up. Look, you'll find it. If you like what you heard, share it with your friends. Even share it with your enemies. Either way, share it.